Hi, and welcome to the September 1st edition of Three Sides of the Coin, bite-sized episodes, brought to you by Mike Brunn from the Rock and Roll Experience with Mike Brunn. In Rock and Roll News, September 1st, 1977. On this day, 42 years ago, Blondie signed a record contract with Chrysalis Records. They had previously been signed with Private Stock Records and had already released their first LP, simply titled Blondie. But they decided to buy back their record contract and go with Chrysalis instead. About 1 year and a few albums later, Blondie would hit it big with their Parallel Lines album and would sell over 40 million records. September 1st, 1989. On this day, 30 years ago, Motley Crue released the classic album Dr. Feelgood. This is their first album after getting clean from drugs and booze, and it would become their best-selling album, selling over 6 million copies to date. It contains the classics Kickstart My Heart, Don't Go Away Mad, Same Old Situation, and of course the title track. Also, although largely ignored in later years, it includes the hit song Without You, which actually reached number 8 on the Billboard Hot 100 charts in the United States and was one of Motley Crue's biggest hits of their career. By comparison, the now classic Home Sweet Home originally peaked only at number 89. And on September 1st, 1995, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame opened their doors in Cleveland, Ohio. The ribbon-cutting ceremony included Yoko Ono, Little Richard, and others. The Hall had actually started inducting people in 1986, but it would be nearly 10 years until this exhibit was open to the public. Subscribe to Three Sides of the Coin to make sure you don't miss any of our daily bite-sized episodes. Visit threesidesofthecoin.com. Follow the Rock and Roll Experience with Mike Brunn on Facebook, and follow me on Twitter at Mike_Brunn.